cure.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
So far, I felt a little elation in that I'd kept my alter ego a secret. And yet I felt a little doubt here and there. Inspector Ben Ford was getting hot on the trail. I knew that he guessed that I was the Grey Goose. Thus, I was quite surprised when I received a telephone call from him to dine with him. Charlie Austin and Barbara, who were with me at the time, were alarmed a little, I think. Barbara said later...
Don't go, Rowley.
Nonsense. The date's at the club. It wouldn't do for me to eschew the club. Ben's a member, you know. I've no alternative.
All right, but be wary. Inspector Ben's no fool. And incidentally, Rowley, while you're playing round with him for pure devilment, you're losing touch with our main objectives. The 40 thieves.
Not a bit of it, my dear. We've sent quite a few of them into a nosedive. One by one, they've been crossed off the list.
There are 24 more left, you know. Do you realize that when I came back today, I looked down the list, and I felt like screaming.
Darling, that list makes me scream sometimes.
My dad's in jail still.
Yes. I hadn't forgotten. But as nobody knows better than you, we've been terribly busy putting Ben off the track.
I know, of course. But, Rowley, we've done quite a bit of altruistic stuff lately.
Altruistic stuff? My dear wench, although we haven't brought grist to the mill, we have succeeded in pulling the wool over the eyes of Scotland Yard. We have now a little breathing space.
Space to follow our main objectives.
Right. The 40 thieves. Now, whom would you nominate next?
Gilbert Sanderson.
Who's he?
An art dealer, and definitely of the 40. This is a great chance, Rowley.
Go a bit further.
He's in Paris at an art dealer's convention or such.
I see. And, my dear, because Gilbert goes to Paris, you will see a chance for what?
I see a chance of examining his belongings.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. A sort of unofficial search warrant.
Put it that way, if you like. But I would like to find out how he ticks, what he does.
You mean breaking and entering while the respected art dealer is away on the continent? Rifling his safe and so on?
That's exactly what I mean.
I've brought you up very badly. Well, maybe this Gilbert Sanderson is a crook, as you think. Maybe he's just an ordinary art dealer, gone for a play with other art dealers in Paris. So what?
He's on our list.
Right, so he is. All right, then. When do you propose to drop in on his safe deposit?
Tonight he gets back from Paris. Actually, he'll arrive in the early hours of the morning, I expect.
Well, it can't be done.
Why not?
Well, don't you realize I'm to dine with our distinguished bloodhound, Inspector Ben, this evening?
Oh, I had forgotten for the moment. Oh, well. I suppose Sanderson must wait.
He certainly must. Well, rest in peace, my child. We'll attend to Mr. Sanderson in good time. Incidentally, didn't I quite recently make it clear that we'd better lay low for a bit?
Don't tell me you've got scared.
Remind me sometime to slap you down for that.
Sorry. But I'm very disappointed as regards Mr. Sanderson.
He'll keep. Now, let me once more remind you, I have a date.
The blonde?
Yes, the blonde and debonair Inspector Ebenezer Ford at the club. Remember?
All right. I'll stay here listening to the radio and get bored stiff.
Glad you could make it, Fletcher. A drink?
Yeah, thanks. Whiskey and soda.
Whiskey and soda, Stuart?
Yes, sir. 1 minute.
How was Hampshire this weekend, Fletcher? Enjoy it?
Hampshire? Enjoy it? Now, Ben, don't pull my leg. You know I haven't been to Hampshire for months.
No?
Definitely no, Ben. Oh, I know you've had a few of your sleuths watching me.
Watching for Mr. H.C. Jenkins, I've explained that.
True, so you did. But if they were watching Mr. H.C. Jenkins, why were they wasting time going after me to Hampshire when I didn't go to Hampshire? Oh, rather involved, that, hmm?
How do you know a man went after you to Hampshire?
A lady friend of mine was run to earth by one of your boys who insisted I'd gone down there, right?
Yes, in a way.
Ben, you know perfectly well I didn't go to Hampshire. Your boy tagged me all round London, didn't he?
Admitted.
Right. Then don't let's beat about the bush. Why ask me if I enjoyed Hampshire?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm a bit off the track. Let's forget it. Here's our drinks.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. Look at our club mates.
Oh, yes. Very stodgy these days.
Hardly imagine that out of that lot we had 2 soccer teams and a full rugger 15 and a reserve. Couldn't muster them today.
Time, inexorable time, Ben. Gout, slipped cartilages, grey hairs. Oh, sorry, grey's not your colour, is it?
If you're referring to geese of that colour, definitely not.
No news?
No news, except I'm the one-armed moron of Scotland Yard these days.
Oh, that's very bad.
So bad, Fletcher, that if I bump into him, this grey goose, I shall shoot first and ask him questions afterwards.
In that case, you won't be shooting to kill.
Well, of course not.
Well, that'll be a relief. For the grey goose, I mean.
You know something, Fletcher?
What?
There are moments when I think...
When you think what?
That you know something about this grey goose fellow.
Hence your tendency to let slip the dogs of war on my tail, eh?
In a way, yes. You see, the old codger...
Old codger? He'd resent that, I'm sure.
When he rings me up, which is too often, he sounds old. But let me go on. He says he knows you.
We've had this out before, Ben. We've accepted the fact that he's one of us, an acquaintance. That he does know me, probably knows you, but you, unfortunately, don't know him.
Do you?
Do I?
Yes, do you know him?
I'm as powerless to answer that question as you are. Let's go into dinner, shall we?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Stuart.
There's a gentleman in the anteroom to see you, sir. Says his name's Capel. Constable Capel.
Capel.
From headquarters, he says, sir.
Now, what have you been doing, Ben? Or does the Assistant Commissioner want to know why you were out when he wanted you?
His apologies, sir, but he says the matter is urgent.
All right. Excuse me, Fletcher, order something for me?
Right. Affiliated Commissioner on toast?
I shan't be, ma'am.
Will you take your order, sir? I'll pass it on to the dining room.
Steward, would you see if there's any goose on the menu?
Goose, sir? Why, it's only mid-June. No goose till late autumn. They don't kill them till then, sir.
That's fine. I'll have quite a lot of time at my disposal.
Excuse me, sir?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking aloud. Well, we'll order some steak. Filet mignon au champignon and some a sauce for the gander.
Yes, sir. I'll ask the chef. What to follow the filet mignon?
Sorry to be so long, Fletcher.
Not at all. Business before pleasure, of course. It was business, I gather.
It was business.
Hope you squared the hall porter. He may noise it abroad that a constable called for a member. West End club scandal and all that.
Well, that angle's been looked after long ago.
Something worrying you?
Yes, yes, my chief worry. Or a sort of connection with my chief worry.
Your chief worry being?
The grey goose.
Ah.
This event seems to be divorced from him, although there is a connection.
Can I ask, or must I keep out?
Well, there's no reason why you shouldn't, no? The connection is a feather.
What? Not a grey goose feather.
Why are you so interested?
Well, dash it, you hum and ha, beat around the bush so much. And this feather's so much in evidence these days. Can you wonder I get a bit excited?
Well, as I said, it was not a grey goose feather.
Then what's worrying you?
Just this. Some of the patrol boys found a big house in the West End unoccupied and the front door open.
How careless can one be?
They investigated. Everything appeared to be in order till they reached the study.
Yes. And who...
The safe in the study had been ransacked.
Oh, these burglars. But wait on, Ben. You can't be concerned with ordinary burglars.
Ordinarily speaking, no. But you've forgotten something.
What's that?
That feather.
Ah, yes, the feather. You said it wasn't a grey goose feather.
That's right, it wasn't.
Well, what sort of feather was it?
Seem very interested.
Well, of course I am. Do you remember I helped you once in this feather business? When I proved a certain job was planted on the grey goose?
Yes, you proved it wasn't him because the feather on that job wasn't clipped.
Yes. Hence my interest in this particular feather. Go on, man, tell me.
This was a white feather stuck in the safe itself.
A white feather? Now, what the devil would that mean?
Generally an indication of cowardice.
And whereabouts, if I may ask, did this burglary take place?
The house of a well-known, or probably the best-known, picture dealer in town.
What?
Gilbert Sanderson.
Great Scott!
Does that register with you?
Yes, I know him a little, or did. By Jove, he's got some fearfully valuable pictures in his keeping.
Silly idiot, to my mind, going away to France and leaving him. What do you make of the feather?
Candidly, I make nothing of it. Which isn't helping you at all, is it?
No, not much. Look here, I'm awfully sorry to shorten our evening. I'll have to get a move on. This Sanderson business brings me once more into the picture.
Now, half a minute, Ben, just before you go. Tell me, do you suppose this white feather is connected with your grey goose and his feathers?
In a way, you know, Fletcher, I've a suspicion it's a sort of challenge.
A challenge?
Yes. Sort of a dare. A white feather, as I've just remarked, is a symbol of cowardice.
Yeah.
This was a small swan's down, fluffy type. Well, now, I must really get a move on. I'll give you another ring in the near future.
Good.
So long, don't you rush off.
Right, Earl. A white feather, eh? Cowardice. A challenge? Now, what the devil?
Oh, Steward.
Sir?
Just plug in a phone for me here, will you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. No answer. Not in. Oh, well, I better go and investigate. Not a soul about. Barbara! Barbara, where are you? Sorry to intrude like this, but I must try all doors. Barbara. Definitely no one at home. Well, I think I shall wait for her. If what I think happened is the case, Barbara has just about put her head in a lion's den. Confound it. Don't tell me she's not to be trusted.
What has planted the seed of doubt in Fletcher's mind? Listen to the further developments in this story of The Grey Goose.